Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so truly grateful that you decided to listen to this today because you are taking up one thing that you can never get back, and that is your time. And I just want to say how grateful I am, how much I value your time and my own. And so my prayer with this is that you get something out of this podcast. And, you know, I used to be a serial, like, binge listener of podcasts. And nowadays I have this intention in mind. And I think that's actually where we're going to go with this podcast today, is on intention. I used to have this mindset of let's just consume as much of all of these podcasts as we can, right? Or as I can. And hopefully I'll get something about out of it. And now I have this intention where my whole outcome that I want is to listen to a podcast, and whether it be, you know, one of the 60-minute ones that I like to listen to, right? Like, I love Ed Milet. So maybe it's a longer podcast like Ed Milet does, or maybe it's a shorter one. I personally love Lori Harder. She has some great quickie podcasts. And some of my friends have some great quickie podcasts as well. So whatever that may be, your intention behind whatever it is you're doing is so crucial. And so let's go ahead and dive into that. Now, for those of you who maybe it's your first time listening to me, I'm so glad you're here. I started this podcast because I am a hot mess. As simply put as I can put it, I am a hot mess. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a business owner. I'm a dog mom. I'm a child of God. I have all of these things on my plate that I'm juggling each and every day. There's not a minute of my day that I'm not a mom. There's not a minute of my day that I'm not a business owner. There's not a minute of my day where I'm trying to be as Christian-like as possible, right? But the one thing that I know for certain is that I am truly blessed. I have so many things in my life, so many people in my life, so much proof in my life that I am truly blessed. And no matter if you're listening to this podcast down by the river in a cardboard box, I don't know how you plug in your phone every day, but even if you're sitting down by the river, no home, no car, no job, or maybe you're listening to this in the most gorgeous mansion you've ever laid eyes on, next to the ocean, rolling in, no matter what your situation is, you are truly blessed. And so I truly hope that you can feel some of that from me. So let's talk about intentions. Now, I would say a couple years ago, I didn't really understand what intentions were. And so I guess the first thing that I want to talk about is what an intention is. Now, if you look on dictionary.com, an intention is a thing intended, an aim, or a plan. Okay? So if you look at going into dinner time with your family, you're going to see that hopefully you should have a plan for that, right? A plan for, well, what is it that we're having for dinner tonight? But not only that, but what is your intention for that dinner time with your family? Do you want to make sure that you are connecting with your family members, like your husband and your daughter, asking them how their day was, asking them something that made them laugh throughout the day, asking them if they did a good deed for one of their school classmates, right? So having intention behind things is so powerful, because when you have a plan of what it is that you want to make sure you get out of that experience, and I don't just mean what you get out of it for yourself, right? But when you can say, okay, wow, I had this great dinner with my family, and I also got to find out that, you know, maybe your child is struggling a little bit with a certain subject, or maybe you find out that, you know, there was a business deal that fell through for your husband, and that wouldn't have been the case had you not had an intention for that dinner. So intention is truly powerful, and I think it's really neat because you're going to notice that it brings the richness into your life. And so I don't mean material things. I don't mean money. I mean it's going to bring fulfillment in your life, because when you start living with intention, you're going to do it everywhere. So it's not just going to be with your family. It's going to be when you're at that holiday party with your friends, and when you see somebody you haven't seen in forever, you're not going to make an intention to be a jerk face to one of the girls that you maybe don't get along with at the party, right? Your intention is going to be, hey, I'm going to go to this party, and I'm going to be so grateful to see everybody there, and my wish and my intention for that party is, I really hope I can say something truly complimentary to that person, that even if we don't completely 100% get along, I want to give them a compliment. I want to pay them a compliment, something that's truly authentic, right? It's not like, oh, hey, Susie, I love your hair, and you actually hate her hair. Find something that you can truly compliment them on, right? And when you do stuff like that, when you have these intentions, things around you, people around you are going to start changing, because you're going to have more presence. You're going to have more power. You're going to have more positivity in your life. Wow, were those all P's? Presence, power, positivity. Wow, did you hear that? Think of the three P's. All right, so here we go. Presence, power, positivity. Everybody needs all three of those. Wow, that was amazing. Sometimes I really blow myself away. So having intention is so powerful. When you know what you want, when you have a plan, when you go into something, then you know what? It's all the rest of the stuff is going to figure itself out, okay? So even if you're like, hey, I've never done this before, but my intention is to do this, my intention is to have a great time, my intention is to learn something new, then guess what, my friends? You're most likely going to learn something new. So I hope you got value from this. I hope you start living with some intention in your days. And I hope you all have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you all soon. Thanks again. Bye.